A Captain's Sleep Bedtime Adventure. The Magic of Saying Goodnight. Little Timmy is a little boy who always says goodnight before he sleeps. As he says goodnight, he imagines he becomes Captain Sleep. On this starry, starry night, Captain Sleep decides he'll visit the Midnight Forest. As he walks around, he sees a rabbit and a cat lying on the cool green grass. With their little blankets around them, their eyes are closed, but they are not asleep. And they are saying out loud something quite strange.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, four sheep.
Hi, rabbit. Hi, cat. What are you doing?
Hi, Captain Sleep. Cat and I are counting sheep because we cannot get to sleep. Can you help us, Captain Sleep?
Meow.
I just want a good night's rest. We've tried everything. Please, help us.
Captain Sleep looks at their tired, furry faces and starts to think. He thinks about what helps him go to sleep soundly at bedtime every night. Then he has an idea.
Have you tried saying goodnight? When I say goodnight, my body knows that it's time for bed. Maybe you should try saying goodnight too.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Captain Sleep, how should I get comfortable while I say goodnight?
Try curling your body into a fluffy little ball. And then, when you're comfortable, just say goodnight.
Good night, Captain Sleep.
Good night, rabbit. Now, kitty cat, try giving your body a good stretch and say, meow, 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 meow. Good night.
Meow, meow, meow. Good night, captains.
Captain Sleep gently picks up a warm, soft blanket and pulls it over Rabbit and Cat, who are sound asleep. Everyone's asleep.
Mission completed. Remember, kids, saying goodnight helps us prepare for a good night's sleep. Good night and sweet dreams.